I need you. Very quick. It's. I mean, that's fast food. You know, it's. Yeah. I'd sooner go somewhere where you could go and buy a bowl of that than go to and buy a burger or something like that.
Uh-huh. So the lemon, what you call the lemon skin, is just to give some flavour to this, or
just a bit of sharpness with the flaming lemon. I mean, I use a lot of lemon with fish. I think it really complements the fish. Especially if you get something like a white fish, like a cod, which doesn't have an awful lot of flavour itself. What I like to do is, with a piece of cod, is I'll just make a piece of tin foil. Mm-hmm. The cod with a bit of lemon juice on the tin foil. Okay. Crack black pepper and salt. Put the cod fillet down. Again, crack black pepper and salt. Squeeze the lemon juice. And then I'll roll the bag up, so the tin foil up, so it's like a bag and it's tight.
Okay.
In a very hot oven. So that what you're essentially doing is steaming the fish in its own juices and just infusing the black pepper and the lemon.
Right.
And it just brings a completely different flavour from a fish that's, you know, pretty boring there, you know. It just really brings out the flavours.
How long does it stay in the oven?
Ten minutes.
Really? That's short?
Yeah.
And it's enough for it?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Cooked.
Yeah, it's cooked perfectly, simply because you've only got, you're not heating the whole oven, you've got this small bag with the fish in, and it's intense cooking, because obviously you've created like a small little oven inside your own oven, and it's really very quick. It's much nicer than just battered and deep frying it a bit.
Kind of fish that you learn from your family, actually,
going
with meat origins.
To be honest, no. I think with me, Molly, she didn't really do much cooking from. No, she mum was very much plain, normal food you'd find, you know, everywhere. But she didn't. She never really done any Greek cooking. I think it was when my grandfather came over. It was just at the end of the war. There was an awful lot of things about anyway, because obviously he was still on ration books, and it was something she was never really taught. I mean, the only thing that she said that she used to see my granddad eating all the time was olives. He always had black olives.
It was the only connection with him.
Yeah, and that was it. But it seems like it skipped a generation. I find it, obviously, with cooking, as being a qualified chef, it's something I was really interested in. And obviously with going on holidays in Greece, it's something I thought, and lots of fish, and it's just, and I enjoy healthy eating and trying to, you know, eat healthily. It just really makes a difference. I think I started to think, well, okay, if I do it, I should write these things down, what I put in, just to. So, would you like to try some of my. Olive and honey butter.
Olive and honey butter.
Yeah. I'll leave that for a bit now to roll.
Did you get this, or did you learn this?
No, it was when I was in Lindos. We used to eat in a restaurant, and we got to know the chef. Because a bar we used to drink, and he was friends with the guy who owned the bar, and. He said, what's the butter that you do? He said, no, it's absolutely fantastic. And he just said, he said, it's just black olives chopped up finely, mixed with a little bit of
honey.
And then you just, you know, some melted butter. Uh-huh. Not don't melt it too much because then you're separating it then and it becomes clarified butter, which is something completely different. But so you just warm it up so you can mix it and then just mix it all together in a bowl. I absolutely love it.
It's great,
isn't it? It's hell of a taste, yeah.
And your thought that the butter, honey, and garlic will go together.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. It's. It really is. I think it's. I mean, I said to him, I said, you know, how did you come across that? And he said, simply by accident. Again, it was a knife that we used to chop up some olives. He didn't realise there was olives on it, and he mixed it with them. That was it. That's how he came up with the olives. Just, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Organic food, it's still not really taken off. It's very expensive.
Is it?
It's a lot more expensive in this country. It's. I mean, we do, I grow my own.
You do?
Yeah.
What kind of thing?
We've got nothing for this season, but last year, well, or I say earlier on this year in the summer, we had pickling onions, spring onions, radish, broccoli, carrots, beetroot. Lots of tomatoes, but we didn't have a good summer, so they stayed green.
Uh-huh.
So I made green tomato chutney. So we had gallons of chutney everywhere. It was, gave some out to friends and family, and
yeah.
You know, people enjoyed it. But
so you say there's a big price difference between organic and non-organic?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's ridiculously expensive. Just get really. I don't see why it should be so expensive.
It's,
it, no, I mean it's.
Yeah.
Gave some out to friends and family. And, you know, people enjoyed it. We stayed green, so I made green tomato chutney. So we had the gallons of chutney everywhere.
Gave some out to friends and family. And, you know, people enjoyed it. You stay green, so I made green tomato chutney. So we had gallons of chutney everywhere. Gave some out to friends and family, and people enjoyed it. You stay green, so I made green tomato chutney. So we had gallons of chutney everywhere. Gave some out to friends and family, and people enjoyed it. You stay green, so I made green tomato chutney.
Yeah.
Had gallons of chutney everywhere. Gave some out to friends and family.
What market's that? I'll go to. I mean, what I need to do when I finish work,
so
I'll
go in. We were
24 hours supermarket. I'll go in. You know, 2-3 hours everywhere. And have a look.
Gave some out to friends.
A section like this, which is organic. And then the rest of the shelf is all just, you know, regular fruit and veggies, which is obviously, you know, been
treated in.
There's such a big difference as well. The price is really, I think it's, you know, look at maybe 15-20 pence. It's a big difference. If it was pennies, then you'd buy it. I mean, I do try and buy
green tomato chutney.
And a lot of these seem to get so little in that they sell out quite quickly, you know, friends and family. Wash a few dishes now and then And I think that just about does it. Would there be enough, do you think?
Should be more than enough.
Oh, just a few more of the barrettes, just to. And that'll just go. It's got to be deep enough to submerge it, because if you just pour the water in, it'll just steam everywhere. That'll be a couple of minutes on that. It's time to portion this up, I think.
Like lasagna,
actually, it is. It's right? Very similar. Yeah, it's a very similar.
If there's no cream at all.
No. It's a bechamel sauce.
Bechamel sauce. Yeah.
And then with cheese added to it.
Okay. So you use bechamel sauce for lasagna as well, right?
Yeah. The toppings very similar. To lasagna, but
your way of doing it, or do people usually do this the same way? I mean, don't they use rather cheese instead of bechamel sauce?
You can do. I find the cheese gets too oily.
Yeah.
And separates. And I mean, I've there's a few little bits. There's like a little bit of nutmeg in it and cinnamon, which is things I've thrown in. You know. Bring out the flavours a bit more. What I find, it brings out the flavours. There's only the yoghurt and honey. I can do that later. But we've got some. Just looking for the honey. Honey. Right. Yeah? Yeah? Like to tuck in? I'll save the moussard for myself, it makes it easy, it's quite messy. As you go, carry on, just with a wipe round and clean up as you work, it just, you know, makes a difference. Oh, it's really wrong. Just put that in there.
Yeah, I also practice some little cleaning.
Yeah.
Cleaning when I was working on it. But the point is that that's the key point.
It's wilted a bit. That's, you know, I find with people who I speak to who say, oh, I wish I could cook. Anybody can cook.
Yeah.
It's just down to confidence and timing.
Exactly.
How you time things.
Yeah.
It's, and that's what the biggest thing is, literally just timing.
Yeah, exactly,
you know,
yeah.
To know that, well, I put that in there, I can get on with this. When I finish that, I'll go back. Exactly. That'll be done.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's just... Take a photo of that.